On Acoustic Tuesday, episode 52, well, Acoustic Tuesday turns 1 year old. Yes, indeed, we have celebrations in order. In fact, we've got a ton of awesome stuff waiting for you, and what birthday party would be complete without gifts? I've got two awesome gifts for you. All that and more right after this.
If you believe that playing acoustic guitar is about sharing the joy of music with friends and family, not just mastering the technical side of playing, then this show is your dream come true. Every Tuesday morning, I give you my list of exciting guitar geek discoveries, gear, and new music so you can stay inspired to live your best acoustic life. I'm Tony Policastro, and this is the Acoustic Tuesday Show. Guitar geeks, unite.
Welcome to Acoustic Tuesday, episode number 52, the year anniversary of Acoustic Tuesday. This is the show where you're going to learn about acoustic gear, discover acoustic artists, and get inspired to live your very best and very boldest acoustic life. As with all episodes of Acoustic Tuesday, even the year celebration, I have a guitar geek list for the week that you're going to absolutely love. In fact, this week's list looks outstanding. But before I dive into it, we've got to take care of some important business, and that is, of course, Guitar Geek Trivia. Here is your Guitar Geek Trivia question. How did Acoustic Tuesday correspondent Matt Chalka get his job as acoustic specialist at Eddie's Guitars in St. Louis? Did he A, reply to a Craigslist ad, B, win a mustache and beard competition, C, impress the staff with his acoustic knowledge, or D, was he just looking for a new electric guitar amp? Go ahead and ponder that, and at the end of the show, I'll be sure to give you the answer. Now, I am here, you are here, let's get comfortable, and let's get festive, because you know what? Acoustic Tuesday is officially a year old, and I am so pumped, and I'm just looking around. I gotta take these glasses off. Looking through these glasses is kind of like looking through your neighbor's blinds. Not that I have any experience in that department, but I need to see around because, of course, I'm not celebrating alone. I am here with none other than Noah Jacob Heckman Jr., the first expert party planner, expert party coordinator, and, of course, cake getter as well. Noah, cheers to you, buddy. Wow.
We're here.
You've busted out all the stops, Noah.
I just went for it.
You did. I am so impressed at your command of party favors, and I think it has something to do with the fact that you've raised six kids.
You know, that's very accurate. I mean, with six kids,
yeah,
you just got to go, go, go.
Well,
I mean,
you know,
if you don't, like the other day, I think I missed, it was my daughter's birthday,
yeah,
and I almost missed a piece of cake.
Yeah. Well, I was just amazed because you've had six practice. Well, you've had many more because your kids have had multiple birthdays.
Correct.
You know, I haven't had much practice with these. So there's a sweet spot you got to hit.
Yeah.
You go too hard.
Right.
You just blow it out.
You distort.
Nobody
yeah.
wants to blow up.
No.
Well, Noah, I've got quite the list in order for us today.
I'm ready.
And I want to dig in. In fact, I think you're going to dig this first item. In fact, I know you are. So a couple episodes back on Acoustic Tuesday, I featured a singer-songwriter, Benjamin Todd. And Benjamin Todd has an incredible voice, and his songwriting is just, it's about as raw as it can get. He just has a way with words. He's like a word magician. And I got to tell you, I was super pumped to find out this piece of knowledge. And that is, well, Benjamin's part of the Lost Dog Street Band. That's him and his wife. It was formed in 2010. Benjamin Todd, obviously, and his wife Ashley May formed this duo, and they put out some incredible, incredible music. In fact, I think I referenced them back in that episode. But guess what I found out? They're gearing up to record a new album, and they currently have an Indiegogo page that is live and awaiting your contribution if you so choose to make one. In fact, I just checked this out. I just stumbled upon it the other day. I was scrolling on Facebook, and I saw that they had this Indiegogo campaign going, and I'm just so excited because they're really talented and just incredibly true songwriters, true and raw, and the whole thing. It just... they're outstanding, and I would encourage you to check out their music. Go ahead and go to that Indiegogo page, check out all the different awards and whatnot, and if you feel so inspired, please contribute, because they're gearing up to go to Nashville and record this album, and I just can't wait for it to come out. So please check that out. In fact, if you're unfamiliar with the Lost Dog Street Band, I got a little taste for you here because I wanted you to hear what they're all about. And this is a newer tune that they're doing called The Ballad of a Broken Man that I particularly like. So let's have a listen. Thank you.
I got a letter on a cold and lonesome morning. Says you ain't half the man you were when I called you my friend. I swore by you like an oath. You burned the sails to your own boat and said bon voyage, adios. And we all break a promise or two. I've only got so many years to live for that excuse. So it's a long, hard road and a lonely moon.
All right, so if you're thinking, wow, these guys are awesome, I want to contribute, how do I do this? Just please go to acousticlife.tv/AT52. That'll take you to the episode homepage, this very episode's homepage, and you can click right through and check out their Indiegogo page. Look at all the rewards and all the different things. They've got a full outline of what they plan to do, where they plan to record, and the whole deal. And I'm just super excited about it. And I just can't imagine helping a more deserving bunch of musicians because, man, I tell you what, that Benjamin Todd album, his solo album, I think I've played out, and Noah can attest to that because I think he's played it out as well.
Yes, I have.
We'll text each other on the weekends. We'll be like, dude, Benjamin Todd.
Right.
It's pretty awesome. So please, again, check them out. Again, just go to acousticlife.tv/AT52. Now, I do want to take a peek into the mailbag because mail did come in. First up, I've got the new issue of Acoustic Guitar Magazine, which I have not even had a chance to dive into, but I believe Isaac Jang made the cover. He's a fantastic luthier. I believe that's his. If it's not, I'm sorry. I don't want to miscredit. But I'm excited to dig into that, as I always am. And I got this great letter from Acoustic Tuesday fan, Acoustic Life Festival attendee Bernie. And I wanted to read this on the air today, but I'm not going to read it on the air today. But I'm going to summarize it for you guys because it's a handwritten preface and then a two-page about size 10 font letter. And I am so humbled by this letter because it was just a big thank you about the Acoustic Life Festival. And Bernie attended. He was in one of the bands. He watched all the open mics, and he was describing in this letter his journey from Bozeman after the Acoustic Life Festival was over, and just how inspired he was, and how he saw his goals much more focused now. And that he even said in here, he said, "Well, gosh, if I want to sing and play guitar, that means, well, gosh, I have to sing." So he just enjoyed the festival. He thought it was incredibly inspirational, motivational. He met a lot of wonderful people. And he said next year at the bottom, he said, "I'm going to be one of those folks playing the open mic for the first time," because he was that inspired. So I just want to thank Bernie from the bottom of our hearts, Noah, Levi, and myself for sending this, taking the time to type this up and put your feelings and emotions into words. It was a treat to read. And we've got it on our cork board here. It will be going on our cork board here. So thank you very much, Bernie. Appreciate that very much. All right, shall we move on, Noah? I've got...
I'm ready.
This is a guitar maker that I wanted to feature for a long time on Acoustic Tuesday because when I first started playing guitar, this was a guitar maker that I absolutely lusted after. I remember talking to my dad. I'm like, "Dad, we got to go to these different shops and I got to try out these guitars. I heard that they're amazing." And boy, was I right. But I never owned one up until a used one came into the music store I worked at here in Montana and I scooped it up. And then I very... Sillily, is that a word? I very goofily sold it. I actually had to sell it for financial reasons. That's beyond the scope of what we can talk about in the show. But anyways, I ended up getting rid of this guitar, and I wish I had it back. It blew my mind that I owned it. It was an incredible guitar. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about Huss and Dalton. Yes, indeed. Jeff Huss and Mark Dalton out of Staunton, Virginia, started their company in 1995, and they make some absolutely stellar guitars. Really, truly, I encourage you to check out their website. They've got different models, and their about section and specification section is just a guitar geek's dream. They talk about the radius they put in the guitar tops, how they match the bracing to that radius, all this stuff. It's just really geeky stuff. But anyways, I thought to myself, well, gosh, I'm in a reflective mood. We're celebrating a year anniversary, our happy birthday, if you will. I thought, I want to hear that guitar again. And I actually did a review of this very guitar. It's a Huss and Dalton 000SP. It had an Adirondack spruce top, rosewood back and sides, 12-fret body, beautifully playing guitar, sounded amazing. So I wanted you guys to get a little bit of a taste of that particular guitar. So let's have a listen.
And just to, as I mentioned before, a great fingerstyle instrument. You can flat pick with it as well. It sounds killer, but really this guitar shines when you play it fingerstyle. The rosewood back and sides give it some projection, and the size, although small, does offer quite a bit of bass as well. With all that being said, I'm going to play this used Huss and Dalton 000SP so you can hear what it sounds like.
Jeff Huss and Mark Dalton. They both came from Stelling Banjo Works. In fact, if you go on their site, there's a whole story about how they met, where they worked, and how they came to start their own company together. In fact, you can find out all the details. Go to acousticlife.tv/AT52. You'll be able to check out their site and a whole write-up and all that stuff about them. But I found, in doing my research, I found this cool video segment. I believe it was from Virginia PBS. I'm not entirely sure, but the segment is from a show called Made in Virginia. It's about a half hour long. And any guitar geek would love this segment. So again, you can find the full thing at acousticlife.tv/AT52. But I pulled a little chunk of it just so you can get a taste of how awesome this segment is. So let's have a look at that right now.
For me, it's become a routine of building guitars, and I love that. I love routine. I love knowing exactly what I'm gonna do and how I'm gonna do it. And I can do it, you know, as close to perfect every time. So it's more of the construction end of it for me now than it is the musical instrument part of it, the hearing. We have that down, we have our formula, and we know if we build them the way that we're supposed to build them, that they're gonna sound the way we want them to sound.
Constructing a guitar begins with the wood. Well, not exactly. First comes the design, and the Huss and Dalton catalog offers over 20 models born from a heritage of legendary guitar styles.
The shape makes a big difference, and the placement of the bridge. The larger guitars like dreadnoughts, there's more space around the bridge. The wider the waist is, it sort of opens the tone up. It tends to make a little more volume, but not necessarily. A small guitar can be really loud. But everything you do shape-wise, depth of the body also makes a difference. We do some models we'll do in two different depths.
We're kind of traditionalist kind of guys, and like I said, we're not looking to reinvent the guitar.
I would encourage you to check out that full segment. It is totally worth your time. Like I said, it's about a half hour. And to find it, just go to acousticlife.tv/AT52. You'll see the link right there under the Huss and Dalton profile. So be sure to check that out. Those guys are making some of the most incredible, incredible instruments. I'm pretty sure Molly Tuttle plays one of their instruments. And it's escaping me now, but there was another fella that I saw on YouTube that was playing one of their instruments that just blew me away. But anyways, let's just put it this way. They make outstanding instruments, and you need to check them out. All right, so moving on. We got a list. We're charging through this list because we've got a big birthday celebration planned. I mean, there is a cake here, and it's kind of tempting me big time. But, of course, we want to know what you think about the show so far, so please, in the comments below, let us know what you think about the happy birthday episode. Let us know what you think about this year anniversary episode. And of course, please include where you're tuning in from, because we love to know how far and wide we are uniting guitar geeks. And speaking of comments and shout outs, Noah,
Tony.
I gotta say, you're cracking me up back there, because every time you go to put your headphones on,
I know,
you gotta go over that hat.
I know.
It's just cracking me up.
I've hit the hat several times now. Just, that's okay. It's fun. This is a celebration.
It is, indeed.
It's time to be happy.
Noah has bubbles. That was a good bubble. No, that was really that was impressive. That was, oh, there you go. There you go.
And right into my scotch.
There.
Okay. Ew. All right. Shout outs. Let's do it. Shout outs today. First one goes to Pradeep. It says, hi, I'm from India. Next one comes from Lowell C. It says, hi, friends. It's nighttime here in Abu Dhabi.
Whoa, cool. Yeah.
Next one goes to Geert. He says, Europe reporting in, Netherlands to be more precise. Nice show.
That's awesome.
Next one comes from Kate H. Hello, hello from San Juan Capistrano in sunny California. Love the show. Next one comes from, the handle is KB6YAF. Thanks as always for a great show. It's how I start my Tuesdays now.
Awesome.
And then he names himself and says, this is Russell D. in Olympia, Washington.
All right.
And our last shout out today goes to Andrew M. Hello from Rock Springs, Wyoming. He says, I started playing a lot of rock guitar and that became a bit repetitive. So I thought, let's try country. And I was hooked after listening to folks like Alan Jackson, Chris Ledo, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Chancey Williams, Brooks and Dunn, and more, a genre I never thought I would play, and here I am making my own riffs.
That's awesome. I was just traveling. I just was traveling. I did a half marathon down in Denver. Whitney and I did it. And we obviously have to drive through Wyoming. We just went to the Chris Ledo little park there in Casey, Wyoming. It was really cool. They got a nice statue. It was kind of neat. Good stop off the interstate.
Sounds fun.
It was.
Sounds
it was
like
indeed.
You had fun. Good
is that fun. Is that it?
That's our shout-outs
for
today, Tony.
No more birthday shout-outs?
Well, no one said it was their birthday.
Kidding. No pressure, no pressure. But please, for those of you out there, please leave your comments and let us know where you're tuning in from. It's so cool to hear the fact that we had guitar geeks in India, Abu Dhabi, the Netherlands, California, Washington. Am I forgetting any? Oh, Wyoming.
Correct.
That's pretty substantial.
Yeah.
And that's amazing. You guys rock. All of you Acoustic Tuesday viewers, you guys totally rock, and we totally appreciate you. Back to our normal programming. I want to let you guys know what I'm listening to this week. In fact, this week, because again, I'm in a reflective mood. I mean, we've been doing Acoustic Tuesday for a year. It's a little bit mind-blowing. It's truly a little bit mind-blowing. But again, I've been thinking back about how I got into guitar, and I was really fortunate. I just was surrounded by awesome people. My dad taught me, my uncle taught me, my other uncle taught me, Uncle Jim, and then Uncle Paul taught me things. So it was so cool. I was so fortunate. And one of those people that I was surrounded with when I first started getting into acoustic guitar was my boss, Ted Parrish, at the Old Town School of Folk Music. And he's the one that turned me on to this particular artist, whom really started the whole deep dive into acoustic guitar for me. And who I'm talking about is Michael Hedges. Now, Michael Hedges was, I would say, the pioneer, the trailblazer of modern fingerstyle guitar. He was one of the first ones on a big scale to do slap harmonics, different tapping, play the neck with two hands and things like that. I'm not saying he was the only one, but he was definitely one of the first ones that really brought it to any large scale attention. And as soon as my boss Ted gave me the CD that I'm gonna share with you a little bit later, I was just blown away and totally hooked. So I wanted to bring him up on Acoustic Tuesday because without Michael Hedges, I don't know if I'd be as into the acoustic guitar as I was. Now, remember, think of the time frame we're talking here. He was signed to the Windham Hill record label in 1981. So this was pretty cutting edge stuff for that time with the acoustic guitar. Because you think of the 80s, you just think of, well, Motley Crue and Def Leppard and, you know, hair and makeup. Not Michael Hedges. But anyways, I digress. I want to share one of the songs that had a huge impact on me with you all. And that, of course, is Aerial Boundaries. So let's have a listen to that right now. If you want to find out more about Michael Hedges, please go to acousticlife.tv/AT52. You'll see a full write-up, multiple videos and things you can watch him playing. And there's another thing I'm going to share with you a little bit later that is really going to help you out by getting familiar with Acoustic Tuesday artists. It's a gift I have for you, but just sit tight. We'll get there. You know, we got to do candles and everything. I mean, cake, candles, the whole deal. So Michael Hedges actually, unfortunately, he passed away in 1997, I believe. But he left behind just a huge legacy of recordings that that we can still listen to today, which is, we are very fortunate as guitar geeks to have that. And I wanted to bring Michael Hedges up because I know that there are some of you out there who are thinking, man, finally, he featured Michael Hedges. Michael Hedges is awesome. You guys are very familiar with Michael's work. And for those of you who are familiar with him, I wanted to bring him up because he's somebody that we need to listen to as guitar geeks. And then for those of you who have never heard of Michael Hedges, you absolutely need to listen to him as a guitar geek. So there's a whole slew of albums that you can sift through, but I wanted to highlight three, two of which are his very first studio release albums. They're both off the Windham Hill label. The first one is Breakfast in the Field, and then the second one is Aerial Boundaries. Both of those are just gorgeous. I'm talking beautiful albums. And then the second one is more of a, hey, I kind of want the helicopter view here. What's a compilation I can dig into? It's called Beyond Boundaries. It's just a compilation of guitar instrumentals by Michael Hedges throughout his career. So it's a nice sampling of his work throughout his entire, the span of his career. So please dig into him. He is just a, he really is a trailblazer for the acoustic guitar. So it's somebody you definitely need to know. And again, his name is Michael Hedges. Just go to acousticlife.tv to check out more about him. And of course, if you want to purchase any of those albums, there's links there as well. And again, remember, any of those purchases that you make through acousticlife.tv, those are affiliate links where we get a percentage of that sale. And we pass on that percentage of the sale directly to Guitars for Vets. So everything that you purchase off of acousticlife.tv, any revenue generated by those affiliate links goes right to Guitars for Vets, which is an awesome, awesome cause that any guitar geek can certainly get behind. So I want to keep digging in. We've got, the two gifts are really my next two items, but I want to check in with Noah because I know he has some small wins, and I'm excited to celebrate today because I just feel like I'm in a celebratory mood. And small wins unite guitar geeks, spread the positivity. And Noah,
what?
Can you help with small wins, please?
Let's celebrate some small wins today, Tony. You ready?
Hmm?
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay.
Press the button. I like the deadpan.
Man, this is just too much fun. All right. So I got a few small wins for us today,
okay,
Tony. I will try to do my best to read through the blinds. So here we go. First small win comes from Howdy from Bristol, Tennessee, who is Shane B. Had the chance to play a brand new 2018 Martin 0028 last Friday.
Ooh.
I've come to realize that the only reason that Martin made a total of 7 00 size 28s in their history because the angels only have so many tears to cry. Long story short, the instrument is now a prominent piece in my guitar arsenal.
Yes! Happy new guitar day! Hopefully we don't set off a fire alarm. We'll find out.
Next one comes from Dave S. Hey guys, really love the show, and I'm finally watching on Tuesday, just at night, on my lunch break. Small win and Fam Jam, my two granddaughters, ages 3 and 4, love their KidCraft toddler-sized guitars. They can't do chords yet, but they love strumming practice with grandpa, and they call it the counting game.
Dave S. That's awesome. The counting game. That's really cool.
And this one, last one for today, Tony, comes from Dennis P. Small win. After binging through 49 episodes of Acoustic Tuesday, I'm finally current.
Oh my God.
My wins are all due to Tony's suggestions. I received my first installment of Santa Cruz parabolic strings, so I went to the local guitar store to replace my cheap plastic bridge pins with Martin brand ebony pins. While there, I noticed a pack of prime tone Dunlop picks thicker than I normally use. With the new strings and new bridge pins, my Rosewood guitar has more depth of tone, resonance than I remember it ever having. I love the new picks so much that I sit around rubbing the texture on one even when not playing the guitar, like a worry stone. I went to acousticlife.tv to shop for a new pick guard and clicked on the Molly Tuttle link and soon found her rendition of Gentle on My Mind, which brought me to tears and also very much impressed my wife. Diving into Molly online a bit more, I found a link to her Facebook page. I went there and found that she's going to be in concert on October 17th at my favorite venue, the Alberta Rose Theater, which is literally walking distance from my house at unbelievably cheap ticket prices. Now my wife and I have a date night planned for a Molly Tuttle concert, and I can't wait. All this from Tony and Acoustic Tuesday.
Oh, man. That's what I'm talking about. That's awesome. Yeah.
Well, can I do this?
Well,
sorry.
Oh, my God. That was like the fire alarm that I was expecting.
Yes, there you go.
Well, I got to say, that is one hell of a small wins report. That is something that is, that last one that you read was pretty thorough.
I know.
That's proof that not only does Acoustic Tuesday help unite guitar geeks,
mm-hmm.
Acoustic Tuesday helps with marital relations,
mm-hmm.
dating,
yes.
just overall having fun in life.
That's very true.
And I think that's and that's all because of you guys. You guys make Acoustic Tuesday, and gosh, we just appreciate you guys watching and sharing your time with us. And of course, if you have a small one, if you're sitting there thinking, well, this is the birthday celebration, and I want to share my small win with these guys, please do so in the comments below. Just put hashtag small win and describe your small win. It could be trying new strings. It could be finding a new artist. It could be going to an amazing concert. It could be jamming with your neighbors. It could be just talking guitar with somebody that you didn't even know played guitar. Whatever the case may be, we want to know. Those small wins are a crucial part of our guitar journey because it helps us feel positive about where we're at and the little victories that we accomplish along the way. We all need that, so please share your small wins with us. Again, hashtag small wins right in the comments below, and we'll be well on our way to more positivity and more fulfilling guitar journeys. All right, well, so this next item, this is one of your first gifts of the Acoustic Tuesday Happy Birthday Celebration. This is one that we all can participate in. This was one that I found myself kind of pinching myself because I couldn't believe it was happening. So a couple months ago, back in June, the Acoustic Life Festival happened here in Bozeman. It was a wild success. It was life-changing. It was transformative. It was amazing. And of course, we were lucky enough to be Let's just put it this way. Matt C. from Eddie's Guitars took time out of his busy schedule and came down and attended the Acoustic Life Festival. He came to the studio here, we hung out, and let me tell you what, it's the first time I had been in a room with Matt, and we just geeked out. I mean, for hours and hours and hours. The first day he was here, it was like a full-on 8-plus-hour geek session. Bourbon was consumed, guitars were talked about, and tips and tricks were shared. So I wanted to give you guys a little gift. And Matt and I sat down, we did about a half-hour interview. And let me tell you, this is cool because Matt does a ton of reviews online. I truly think they're the best reviews out there. His vocabulary about the acoustic guitar is so expansive, and I love hearing him talk about acoustic guitars. You can tell he's a major guitar geek, probably the top guitar geek out there. But I wanted to share this with you because I had a chance to interview Matt about how he got started with the acoustic guitar. We did a speed round. He shared some really cool stories that I had never even heard. So this is an interview you have to see. Now, I've got a snippet of the speed round here for you, so you're going to have to check this out. So let's have a look.
So here we go. Here comes the speed round. Bourbon or scotch?
Bourbon.
Very good, very good.
Forward shifted X bracing or standard position?
Forward shift.
V-class or X bracing?
X brace.
Tortoiseshell flat pick or blue chip flat pick?
Oh, tortoiseshell.
Finger picks or no finger picks?
No finger picks.
Wow, that surprised me just a little bit. Adirondack spruce or Sitka spruce?
Interestingly, Sitka spruce.
Whoa.
I'm a finger style guy.
Pause the speed round.
Now to check out the full portion, the full version of that interview, please go to acousticlife.tv/AT52. That's going to be where you're going to find that entire interview uncut. It's a treat. I got to be honest. I watched it about 3 or 4 times after we finished it, and I found myself still laughing because the geekery is high level. I'm talking red alert, like Hunt for Red October, high level guitar geekery. Okay, so please check that out. Again, acousticlife.tv/AT52 and click on the link for the interview with Matt and myself. And I think you'll really dig it. I gotta be honest, clear out some time in your schedule because it's gonna be really fun for you. All right, so Noah, this is a very important time of the show.
Yeah?
You do realize that because we have a celebration. But before we get to the celebration, I want to make sure, please, 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 guitar geeks out there, I can't believe over the last year how many guitar geeks we've united. You, myself, Noah, Levi, behind the scenes. You know, we've done so much to unite guitar geeks, all of us together, by sharing the show. This is the point of the show where I actually ask you to please share this show with your guitar geek friends. Share it with your local music shop. Share it with your jam buddies. Share it with your guitar teacher, whatever the case may be. Please share this show with as many guitar geeks as you can, because, of course, the main mission of this show is to unite guitar geeks, and holy smokes, over the last year, have we done that. In fact, that brings me to the final item on my list, Noah.
Yeah, I was looking at
it. It's a happy birthday celebration. It says happy birthday celebration.
Right, I was looking at it the whole time.
And I can't think of one, what better way to start a happy birthday celebration than with happy birthday?
Sure.
Can we sing it, the two of us?
I think so.
I mean, I hope so.
Okay.
I'm going to light this. We didn't have a lighter, so we had an emergency situation, but we got it back. Oh, that's a really, what happened to this candle, Noah?
It's not a trick candle, I promise.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
I got to burn a little of the
right. You just got to melt the wax a little bit and then get it.
Is it going? It's just not. It's not starting.
You may just have to hold the lighter while we sing.
Look at the little flame. I believe in that flame.
Okay.
I believe in that flame.
Shall we?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Acoustic Tuesday. Happy birthday to you.
For those of you who couldn't see the flame, I promise you it stayed lit through the whole thing. I was watching it like a hawk. But really, truly, we thank you for making Acoustic Tuesday what it is. And I've got a really awesome gift for you. But of course, I would like to, at this point, Noah, I really want to take a walk down memory lane.
Okay.
If that's okay.
I'm ready. Let's walk down memory lane.
Okay. So, first of all, I just want to address that Acoustic Tuesday started with three guys standing in this very studio, and we were basically thinking, man, it'd be really cool to do a show about the acoustic guitar. And we just kind of looked at each other, and we're like, what the hell is that going to be? And Levi, in his technical way, he's like, well, let's just do one. So we just threw one together. And that was Acoustic Tuesday Episode 1. And I got to say, looking at your style from Acoustic Tuesday Episode 1, Noah, you've come a long way.
Now, when you say style, because there's a lot of hats there. I mean, before I was in another place.
Yeah, yeah.
And I did some things.
Yeah.
And now I do more things.
Now you produce it.
Right.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, now I actually produce it.
It's
but I know what you're saying. You can see the footage
you
yourself.
It was just our first attempt. So let's just leave it at that. next up, I wanted to highlight one of the things that was really fun, and that was a battle between Noah and myself involving darts, mm-hmm. involving bourbon and scotch. This was a battle because Noah and I both love darts. We play darts nearly every day.
Yeah.
And we're very much like brothers, so we give each other, we just talk a lot of smack. Let's just put it that way. And the dart battle on Acoustic Tuesday was amazing. I lost one. I won one. It was a blast.
Bourbon was consumed.
Scotch was consumed.
Well, what you left out there was that I also lost one and won one.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah. Well, I figured, you know, it was like the other end of the equation.
I just wanted to say.
I appreciate the clarification. I was so bummed when you won. I really was. I was crushed. I'm really competitive, but it was fun nonetheless.
I'm just glad you won the first bout.
Yeah, because I wouldn't have wanted to play.
No, you wouldn't have. Funny how it stopped after I won.
I know. Yeah. Okay. No more of this. So, Noah, as we walk down memory lane, I'm going to cut some of this cake.
Please do.
Is that okay with you?
Please.
I've got some. This is the sturdy cutlery from Costco, I believe. Do you remember the bearded guitar geek moment?
Yes, I do.
Do you remember why that was such an important moment?
Right. Because there was an important shift in Matt's connection and role with us in Acoustic Tuesday.
Yes. It was the first episode that Matt C. from Eddie's Guitars became an Acoustic Tuesday correspondent, of course, from the Ask Matt section. And of course, if any of you are thinking, what's the Ask Matt section? You got to check it out. Go to acousticlife.tv, check out the Ask Matt section. And of course, if you have any questions for Matt, just put them in the YouTube comments below, hashtag Ask Matt, and he'll address those. But that was Matt's first episode, so you guys all wore beards, and it was a moment. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
You guys looked dashing, if I could say that. Next up, I've got a list. Oh. The next highlight of the year that I think was awesome was the first controversy that Acoustic Life TV ever got into. Do you remember that, Noah?
Oh, right. The controversy.
It was really controversial for the industry.
Yeah. You called out Andy Powers from Taylor Guitars.
Correct.
And that was actually, it was right. I think it was right around AT24 or 20, okay. 23, somewhere in there. Because what was so cool, Tony, is that he actually answered you.
He did. He answered. He made a video, and then he offered up a trip. He said, come out to Taylor, and let's talk about this.
Hey, Tony. Andy here. I'm back in the workshop, finally recovered from my Namthrax. I heard that you were asking about the intonation aspect of these new guitars that we're building. So if you want to come by the shop, I'd be happy to show you and give you a chance to play a couple of these guitars.
Because I asked him a question about V-class bracing, and then it got on some, I don't know what forum it got on, but it created quite the storm. And all of a sudden, there Andy and I were at Taylor, and we were talking about V-class bracing. This cake is really good.
I'm going to come get a piece.
You should. Now, I cut one right there. That's
if I can briefly recap for some folks.
Yeah.
Tony. Now, the Dart battle, that took place across AT1 to about AT10.
Oh, really? That's right.
So AT5 was when I lost.
That's the one you want to watch.
AT10 AT10 was when you lost. Mm. That's the one you'll want to watch. The Bearded Guitar Geek was AT16.
Okay.
And Andy Powers actually answered back to you in a video, and that was shown in AT25.
Awesome. Thank you for that. I appreciate you citing those episode numbers. I wanted to write those down before we started, but I forgot. I comment on... Come on, get your cake, Noah. It's okay.
Oh, okay.
Come on up. I comment on Noah's style very frequently, and his evolution of style across the Acoustic Tuesday, across this year that we've been doing Acoustic Tuesday, has been truly amazing. And at one point in time, Noah showed up. He had just purchased a new bike, and he came up the stairs. He looked like it was either a police officer, a tactical officer, a drill sergeant. I'm not quite sure what you were going for, but you showed up and you looked like an authority figure.
And you know what it was, and the folks at home or on their lunch break can see right now, I was going for safety. Okay? I was all about safety. Wherever my tread may be lain, I was going to do it in a safe way.
Oh my gosh. So that was a moment, but then just to put things into perspective, you know, we've had some incredible moments, and I think one of the most amazing ones was, again, it was because of you all watching the show and spreading the word that we decided, holy smokes, Acoustic Tuesday is really it's catching some momentum. People are watching it. People are sharing it. People are leaving comments. We get more and more viewers. I mean, we're at almost 150,000 YouTube subscribers, which is baffling to me. Baffling. So at one point, we decided, you know what, Acoustic Tuesday needs its own dedicated home so that people can go and geek out throughout the week. And that's when AcousticLife.tv was born. We announced that on Acoustic Tuesday, and it was just, it was one of those moments where, like, holy smokes, this is really something. We, I'm talking about all of us, as guitar geeks, are creating this movement of positivity and just celebrating small wins and all this, just having fun with the guitar. And it was a highlight because AcousticLife.tv, the website got launched, and people just immediately started going to it, geeking out, checking out all the pages, all the different artist features, the videos, the little Easter eggs that were hidden all around. And of course, you can still do that. And then I think when it really hit home was when it was right after. Do you know the episode number when Guitars for Vets became involved?
Well, can I back up just a second?
Sure,
just want to
sure.
say that we announced, you announced on AT37. AT37 was the future of Acoustic Tuesday when the AcousticLife.tv.
Okay.
We announced that. Now you're talking about the Guitars for Vets. Mm-hmm. I can't remember when the ambassador.
It was right after the first of the year. I think it was like right around the first of the year. We started talking to Guitars for Vets. Oh, one more thing on that AcousticLife.tv. When we launched that, I believe that might have been, is that your first episode that you produced? It was just you and I?
Maybe.
Or it was somewhere around that time.
Mm-hmm.
It was then, because Acoustic Life TV and Acoustic Tuesday started to become so popular that we kind of had to, we had to shift around a little bit. And Levi went behind the scenes to do a bunch of technical work. And, of course, he's celebrating the birthday here as well. We'll save a piece of cake for him, maybe. Not entirely sure about that. But it was after that everything shifted. Noah started producing the show, and it's him and I. And then the Guitars for Vets thing happened. That was right around the 1st of January, somewhere right after the 1st of the year. And that was humbling because I think what was noticed was the fact that the Acoustic Tuesday, the folks viewing Acoustic Tuesday, the fans, were engaged people. And we just are guitar geeks, and we wanted to help. So Guitars for Vets reached out. I became an ambassador right around that time. And since then, I mean, it was just like all the momentum, all this positive momentum just continued. I mean, we did the Acoustic Life Festival that many of you heard about, many of you attended. That was an incredible success. That raised over $11,000 for Guitars for Vets. In our first month of AcousticLife.tv, I think through the affiliate links, we were able to donate $350 or something like that, $375 or something along those lines. The next month, we were able to donate, I think, another $450 or something like that. So really, truly, I mean, when Guitars for Vets reached out and said, hey, let's do an ambassadorship, I was super excited. But I was more excited because I really don't think they got a single ambassador. I think everybody who ever has watched Acoustic Tuesday, who has ever participated in Acoustic Tuesday, is a Guitars for Vets ambassador. And I just want to say thank you to you all for doing that. You guys are making a difference in people's lives more than you might realize. So just from us here at Acoustic Tuesday, just thank you so much for being a part of the show. I mean, for the whole year, for those of you who are just starting to watch, welcome. You're a part of something amazing. And we couldn't be any more thrilled. I mean, even to the degree where we started sharing people's guitarsonals on the show. And I'll tell you what, there's been so many amazing ones that have been submitted. I mean, it started with just kind of a little trickle. And then all of a sudden, every single episode, we've got more and more guitarsonals to share. And of course, you can still participate in that. Just go to acousticlife.tv. In that top menu, you'll see a submit link, and you could submit your picture of your guitarsonal right there. To submit a picture, it's really easy. Go ahead and first get yourself a guitarsonal t-shirt. I'm wearing mine right now. It's not beard friendly, so I got to move my hair. But go ahead and get yourself a Guitarsonal shirt. There's a link right beneath this show. And then once you get that Guitarsonal shirt, go ahead and wear it. Take a picture in front of all of your guitars, include your pets, your family members, whomever's involved on your guitar journey, and then submit it at that link at AcousticLife.tv, and you'll be featured in a future Acoustic Tuesday episode. And really, it's been a treat because by seeing those Guitarsonal pictures, it's almost like. I don't know. It's like we know everybody all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, there's Bill and Susanna, or oh, there's Heidi. It's so cool to see. So I encourage you to do that, and I encourage you to go to AcousticLife.tv and check out all the guitar collections that have been shared. There's some real dandies on there.
Well, Tony,
Noah, what?
Well, the thing about the Guitarsonal, you know, when you were saying that, is it's kind of a personal thing too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not to all of us guitar geeks. You know, our guitars aren't just guitars.
No.
Right? They're almost like a part of the family in some way.
Absolutely.
So we got a little clip
of
some Guitarsonals that we can roll.
Oh, please,
so
please do it.
Let's take a look.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
And there you go, Tony.
Well, thanks, man.
With a nice little music bed. And ending, I must say, with someone very special.
I appreciate you sharing that, because I'm just trying to cruise through my list. I wrote down all of these highlights, and I'm like skipping around all over the place. I almost forgot to present the gift.
Mm-hmm.
It's a birthday party. Acoustic Tuesday is 1 year old. Because of your help, Acoustic Tuesday, Acoustic Life TV has grown to nearly 150 YouTube subscribers, which is so amazing. That's a lot of guitar geeks uniting. And I hope to double, triple that this coming year, because we've got a lot of big things in the works for Acoustic Tuesday. And I'm so excited for you guys to all be a part of it. But I wanted to thank you all. For those of you who have been with Acoustic Tuesday from the start, for those of you who are just hopping on, I just wanted to share our thanks and give you guys a gift, because it is a birthday party. An anniversary party? What is it? Is it a birthday? An anniversary? Both?
Yeah, it's both.
A birth-iversary?
Yeah, it's a birth-iversary.
Cool. Perfect. I can't even pronounce any words right now. So, I want you all to go to acousticlife.tv/AT52. When you go to the episode page, there you will find a Spotify playlist that has every single acoustic artist that has ever been mentioned on Acoustic Tuesday. I've selected anywhere from between 3 to 5 songs from each artist for you to really dive deep and just check it out. And of course, that's free. That's available to everybody. Just go to acousticlife.tv/AT52. You'll be able to click on that episode page, and you'll be able to see that link for the Spotify playlist. And that's just something you guys can put in your phone or what have you, listen to it while you're mowing the lawn or doing yard work or whatever. And every single acoustic artist that's been on Acoustic Tuesday is on there. And that is, I think the playlist duration was like over 2 hours at this point. And of course, I'll be adding to it every single week. As a new artist comes along, you're going to see that new artist pop right on that Spotify playlist. So that's something you're going to want to keep tabs on. And it's going to be perfect for road trips, I'll tell you that right now. So just as a thanks from us to you, check out that Spotify playlist and just enjoy it. And again, thank you so much for making this last year amazing. And I look forward to this next year. It's going to be something else. I'm really pumped. But we do have some business to take care of, Noah. We've got to do some Guitar Geek trivia. We got to figure out how the hell, yes, Matt got his job.
I was wondering about that.
So the Guitar Geek trivia, to review, the trivia question was this. How did Acoustic Tuesday correspondent Matt Chalka get his job as acoustic specialist at Eddie's Guitars in St. Louis? Did he A, reply to a Craigslist ad? Did he B, win a mustache and beard competition? Did he C, impress the staff with his acoustic knowledge? Or D, was he just looking for a new electric guitar amp? Well, if you answered D, he was just looking for a new electric guitar amp, you're absolutely correct. It is true, our very own correspondent Matt Chalka found himself wandering into Eddie's Guitars looking for a new Dr. Z amplifier and wandering out with a job. Of course, make sure to get Matt's full story at acousticlife.tv/AT52. You'll be able to check out that full interview and all the nitty-gritty details of Matt's guitar geek life. It's pretty awesome. Make sure to check it out. And from Noah and myself, thank you guys so much for being a part of Acoustic Tuesday. Thank you for sharing your time with us every single Tuesday. It's a treat to hang out with you. And of course, let's take a sneak peek into next week and see what's coming up. Next week on Acoustic Tuesday, we're going to check out a way to put your guitar to work even when you're not playing it, what not to do with your guitar case, and I'm going to share with you a singer-songwriter that I guarantee you've seen before, but maybe not in this context. So make sure, do not miss next week's episode of Acoustic Tuesday. And of course, you can catch Acoustic Tuesday every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time on YouTube. And for your acoustic fix in between Tuesdays, go to acousticlife.tv, explore, check out all the stuff, and remember, any purchase you make from those affiliate links, all of the revenue generated from those affiliate links that comes to us goes directly to Guitars for Vets as a donation. And of course, that helps out a ton of Guitar Geeks Unite, which is the whole point of this show. So from us to you, thank you very much. Happy birthday, happy anniversary, and thank you for being a part of Acoustic Tuesday.